All right, let's kick off another deep dive. Today we're heading to Mallorca, Spain.
Beautiful spot.
It is, yeah. Sun, beaches. But we're actually here for LaLuxure, this luxury travel and hospitality company.
Interesting one for sure.
And we've gone all out, blog posts, briefings, even a whole study guide on them. But what are we trying to find out?
Well, what makes LaLuxure stand out?
Exactly. And a big part of
Their
that.
approach to diversity, equity, and inclusion, all that DEI stuff.
Which Spain as a whole seems to be way ahead on, even compared to like the US.
Oh, absolutely. But what LaLuxure does is they take those progressive laws, and it's not just ticking boxes, it's part of who they are.
So hold on, before we get too deep into that, for our listener, what is the LaLuxure?
Right, good point.
Their tagline is all luxury meets authenticity. Sounds nice, but what's that actually mean?
Okay, picture this. You're not just booking a trip, you're getting this curated experience, the real Mallorca.
Not just the tourist traps, then.
No way. Think local artisans, hidden historical spots, maybe a private paella cooking class with a top chef.
So it's like going deeper, more personal, more authentic.
Exactly. And it's not just travel planning, they consult with hospitality businesses too.
To create that same kind of vibe.
Yeah. Plus, they do professional training, so the whole hospitality team is top-notch.
So, traveler or business, LaLuxure's got you covered. But let's get to the heart of it, that Spain DEI connection. The source material was really emphasizing how it's ingrained in their laws.
Oh, yeah, it's remarkable. In Spain, DEI, it's not a suggestion, it's the law.
Serious stuff.
And one of the big ones, a certain percentage of board members in top companies have to be women.
Wow. Here in the US, we're still arguing about quotas like that.
Exactly. So in Spain, they're not just encouraging DEI, it's mandatory at the highest levels.
Huge difference.
And it's not just gender either. Spain's got laws for everything: gender equality, LGBTI rights, disability inclusion,
All spectrum.
hiring quotas for people with disabilities, financial benefits for companies that hire them, even grants to help adapt workplaces.
So they've woven DEI into the core of their business world. It's not just ethics, it's a legal and economic thing.
What?
Which brings us back to LaLuxure.
Right, they're in the super progressive environment, and it's clearly shaped how they approach DEI.
Like fertile ground for them.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Their blog post, DEI in Spain, a model of workplace inclusion amid US rollbacks, dives right into that. Their argument is a diverse workforce, one that reflects its clientele, is better at understanding those clients' needs.
Makes sense. So for them, DEI isn't just the right thing to do, it's a core business strategy.
Absolutely. They believe it leads to better service, stronger relationships with guests.
And ultimately, a more successful business.
Exactly.
And they're not just talking about it. The way they help other businesses with DEI is pretty interesting. They've got this three-pronged approach. Sounds pretty comprehensive.
Yeah, it is. Want to dig into that?
Let's do it. Okay, so a three-pronged approach, you said. Break it down for us.
Right. So, prong one, DEI training programs.
Sounds comprehensive.
It is. They cover, well, everything. Unconscious bias, inclusive hiring, making safe spaces for LGBTI employees, accessibility for guests with disabilities.
Wow. So they're giving businesses the knowledge, the tools to really build that inclusive culture.
Exactly. And then prong two gets into the kind of nitty-gritty.
Okay, how
It's
see.
about policy, helping businesses develop policies, comply with the law, all that.
So not just saying do this, but actually helping them do it.
Yeah, drafting equality plans, accessibility audits, reviewing harassment policies. They even analyze gender pay gaps.
Serious stuff. So they're making sure it's not just talk, it's actually implemented and legally sound.
Right. And then that third prong, that's all about the guest experience.
Makes sense. Inclusion isn't just internal, right? It's how you make everyone feel welcome.
Exactly. Luxure knows that. They do staff training on cultural competency, being sensitive to different needs, using gender-neutral language.
And making sure everything's accessible for everyone.
Absolutely. So it's about this environment where everyone feels seen, respected, whether they work there or they're a guest.
This is really cool how LaLuxure ties all this to luxury. You know, some might say luxury is inherently exclusive, the opposite of inclusive. How do they make that work?
Great question. But they kind of flip that idea, you know.
In what way?
LaLuxure believes true luxury is about recognizing everyone's unique needs, perspectives.
And valuing them.
Yes. going beyond that one-size-fits-all approach in creating those personalized experiences.
Like what they do with travel planning, only apply to the whole company culture, how they treat guests.
Exactly. And it really resonates with especially younger travelers, luxury consumers.
Who are more, I don't know, ethically conscious.
Totally. It's not just about the product. It's about supporting businesses that match their values.
So LaLuxure's at this intersection of luxury, authenticity, and DEI. It's amazing how they pull it all together.
They really are a great example of how to build ethical practices into your business model and thrive.
No need to choose between profits and principles.
Nope. It makes you think, could Spain's model work elsewhere? Could embedding DEI into law be the way to create real change?
That's the big question, isn't it? Definitely food for thought. We've covered a lot of ground today. From Mallorca to Spanish law to how LaLuxure does things differently.
It's been a fascinating deep dive, for sure. Hopefully our listeners feeling inspired to learn even more.
I think it's worth highlighting again just how strongly LaLuxure believes that DEI is not some checkbox, not just a legal thing to get through.
Yeah, it's about authentic experiences inside and out, that sense of belonging, celebrating the richness of diversity.
And remember, they're working within these really strong DEI laws in Spain. It makes it a core part of business, not an afterthought.
Really shows how laws and culture shape business in such a powerful way.
And it leaves us with that question. Could other countries learn from this Spanish model? Could putting DEI into law lead to real lasting change?
Worth thinking about. But for now, that wraps up our deep dive.
Hopefully this has given you, dear listener, a fresh perspective on DEI, luxury travel, and how powerful it can be when a business puts ethics at the heart of what they do.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep asking questions, keep diving deep.
So before we wrap this whole LaLuxure deep dive up,
yeah.
Quick recap for our listener.
Okay, we started way back on the sunny shores of Mallorca. LaLuxure and their, I guess, unique style of luxury travel.
Right, going beyond the usual tourist stuff.
Totally. It's all about those personalized, authentic experiences connecting travelers with the real Mallorca.
And we can't forget about their work with
hospitality businesses.
Yes.
Yeah.
Helping them create that same level of personalized service.
And really upping their game.
But what makes them really stand out is how they've embraced DEI.
Yeah, as a core value, a business advantage, the whole package.
And they're doing all of this in Spain, which has these incredibly progressive DEI laws.
So it's baked into how businesses operate over there.
We talked about how Spain's kind of woven DEI into everything. Laws about gender equality on boards, inclusive spaces for people with disabilities.
It's all encompassing.
Way beyond what we see in a lot of other places.
Yeah, for sure. Even like the U.S.
And LaLuxure's taken all that and run with it. They've got that three-pronged approach to help other businesses implement DEI.
Mm-hmm. The training programs, the policy consulting that focus on the guest experience.
It shows real commitment.
Oh, absolutely.
They've proven the DEI isn't just about checking boxes. It's about creating a better experience for everyone.
Richer, more authentic,
yeah.
The whole deal.
And maybe the most important thing, they've shown you can be profitable and principled. You can have ethics and business success.
It's inspiring. Right.
It is. LaLuxure is leading the way, showing what's possible when you really commit to DEI.
It definitely makes you think, could this Spanish model work elsewhere?
Like, could we see it in other countries?
Yeah. Is embedding DEI in law the key to real change? Big questions.
Big questions indeed. But I think that brings us to the end of our LaLuxure deep dive.
Hope you enjoyed the journey, listener.
We certainly did.
Yeah. And hopefully it sparked some new ideas for you.
Some new insights.
So until next time.
Keep exploring. Keep learning.
And keep diving deep.